I was just sharing the gospel with him in the morning about man-made religion.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Jesus said we have to worship in spirit and truth, right? And the American churches are teaching a lot of lies and man-made traditions and worldliness. How can we worship Jesus if we do all those things? Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, do you guys belong to a church system?
Nope.
What I'd encourage you to do is read the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation, but mostly read in the New Testament, like the Gospels and the Epistles, and see who Jesus is. See what he's done for you, his death, burial, and resurrection. See how he calls you to repentance. Change your mind, change your ways, to come out of the world, and he'll give you a new heart and a new mind. That happened to us. We used to be worldly, partying drunks. We repented. He gave us a new heart, new mind. And then he calls us to holiness and obedience, not to the culture, not to a church system, to him and his word. And then you have to endure in the faith every single day and strive on. You're young men. I just told a group of young people, I see a lot of young people that come up to us and talk to us because they're interested. I think they really know in their heart of hearts that this culture is set for the wrath of God. It's dying. It's wicked. It's corrupt. And a lot of the young people see the truth of God more than the adults do. Why do you think that is? You're not tainted as much yet. You're not hardened by sin so much yet. You haven't seen a lot, and your heart's not bitter. Adult people that aren't born again, they got bitter hearts because people have hurt them. Nothing's gone right in their life. They've had friends die of cancer, and they hate God, and they're angry. You're a young person going, I'm just finding out about life. And you're going, somebody created this beautiful earth, all these animals and creatures, and each person is unique and different. And so your mind and heart and spirit might be open to the things of God. So as I told those young people, don't let the culture harden you, fill you full of sin. Read and seek the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, he rewards those who diligently seek him. So if you seek God with all you are, more than a career, don't seek music and sports and the culture. That's all of Satan. Two kingdoms. The kingdom of Satan, which is this culture, this is the kingdom of Satan. This is about food and entertainment. It's feeding your flesh. Then there's the kingdom of God in Christ that will feed your spirit. Does that make sense? So seek after the kingdom of God. You got my emails if I can ever help you. Go deep, study the Word of God, and I'm here to encourage you.
Thank you.
We love you as our neighbor. God be praised.